The Jewish holiday of Tu Bishvat begins today. It's also known as the birthday or New Year of the trees. To celebrate, Shoresh Jewish Environmental Programs is hosting a community hike at Toronto's Evergreen Brickworks this morning. Tamar Goldberg is the interim managing director of Shoresh. She joined us earlier.
Hi.
So what's the history behind this holiday?
So Tu Bishvat is a holiday that used to be a date for farmers that would tell them when to change their year from one year to the next. So for the first 3 years of a tree's life, Jews were not supposed to eat those fruits. So in order to tell when 3 years had passed, they would mark this date three times, and then they would be able to eat those fruits and offer them to the temple. Now, this holiday has kind of transformed into being a holiday to celebrate trees and to celebrate nature in an environmentalist context.
I wonder at that time if it was a matter of protecting the tree in those early growth years. Do you think that's what it was?
I'm not really sure about the reasoning behind it, but I think it does build up a sense of like resilience and a sense of abundance that you know you can rely on the future.
How is it typically celebrated today?
So these days, there are kind of two ways that people celebrate the holiday. One way is by gathering to have a festive meal together, which is called the Tu Bishvat Seder, which was created in the 1500s by the Kabbalists in Svat. And that Tu Bishvat Seder is a mystical journey talking through different types of fruits and how they represent different aspects of the spiritual and the physical worlds. And then another way that people celebrate the holiday is by going out and planting trees and taking care of trees. And that's part of what we do at Shoresh.
You know, you said earlier that it's been reclaimed by environmentalists. What does the holiday mean to you?
For me, it's a holiday to celebrate trees because I am an arborist and I find that my Jewish identity and my tree identity have a day on which to really, truly be one. So it's actually one of my favorite days in the year.
Now, I've heard some people say that environmentalism is a core Jewish value. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, so there are laws, old laws from the Torah that talk about environmentalism, and some of them at the time weren't necessarily viewed as environmentalist laws. But for example, if a army was to besiege a city, they are not allowed to cut down any of the trees when they besiege the city. They're not allowed to use those trees for weapons because, especially the fruit trees, because, you know, the trees are not human and they can't run away from you. Mm. So they were restricted to only trees that don't yield any food.
Isn't that something? Now, you have this hike that is happening today. It's being put on by Shoresh, the organization Shoresh. Can you tell me more about Shoresh and the work that you do there?
So Shoresh is a Jewish environmental organization. It's actually Canada's only Jewish environmental organization. And our mission is to inspire and empower our community to be protectors of the earth, or Shomrei Adama. And what we actually do is we run nature-based Jewish education, mostly outdoor education, in parks and ravines around the city. We have programs for youth, children, young adults, older adults, and we also run some programs up at Bela Farm, which is near Hillsborough. It's in Hillsborough, Ontario, where we steward some land. We have a reforestation project going on there. And we have a pollinator habitat project, and we also keep some bees up there.
So you have this hike today at Evergreen Brickworks in Toronto.
Yes.
What will it involve?
So the hike's going to be a chance for community members to talk to each other and to talk to the trees. So we also have a teaching in Jewish, in the Jewish tradition, that says it's from Bereshit Rabbah, and it says that trees converse with each other, trees converse with humans, and trees were created as a companion for humans. So this is an opportunity for us as a community to build that companionship with trees and go on a guided hike, do tree ID, learn a little bit about each tree, and talk about the benefits that humans get from trees and how we can support the trees in return.
And anyone can go on the hike with you today?
Yes, it's open to the public.
Ah, well, thank you for speaking with me today about this. And how do I say Happy New Year of the Trees to you? What should I say?
Happy Tu Bishvat.
There you go. Happy Tu Bishvat and happy hiking.
Thank you.
Tamar Goldberg is the interim managing director of Shoresh Jewish Environmental Programs in Southern Ontario. They operate out of Hillsburg and the GTA, and they're hosting a community hike at Evergreen Brickworks in Toronto this morning. The meeting place is Castle Frank, Subway Station at 10:30 a.m.